Hey, welcome to Meet Make Matter, the podcast where we share stories, ideas, and tools to inspire you to meet new people, make something, and matter in your community. I'm your host, Tanya Childers, and I'm a lifelong club enthusiast. Thanks for being here. Today, I'm talking with the founder of Slow Cars and Coffee, a car club based in San Luis Obispo, California. If you love cars, community, or you ever wished someone would just start something fun where you live, you're going to love this episode. Rylan is a college student and a lifelong car enthusiast. He had been waiting for years for a local car club to appear. And then one day, he decided to create it himself. The steps he took are simple, practical, and inspiring. And I think his story is going to spark some ideas for something you've been dreaming of starting too. Come along for this conversation. Hi, Rylan.
Hey,
it's
Tanya.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you as well, even if it's virtual.
So today, I have Rylan Childers with me. He is the founder of the San Luis Obispo, or Slow Cars and Coffee. Yay! Round of applause. So, Rylan, how far back does your love for cars go?
I think it goes back to when I was maybe 8, 9, or 10. And before that, it was boats. And before that, it was trains. So it's always been some kind of mode of transportation. And the last one was cars. And that's the one that's really bit me.
What's your favorite car?
What's my favorite car? I have like a top three, but I'll say my favorite car is a 1968 Ford Mustang Fastback GT. It's a pretty desired car by folks, not just myself, but there's a rarity to it. It's kind of the pinnacle of the 60s Mustang, in my opinion, mostly the body of it.
Now, as I understand, there's other guys out there like you who love a Mustang, love a car. And tell me about your experience of starting the Slow Cars and Coffee Club. Why did you get it started?
Yeah, for sure. There are more of us out there. I was living in San Luis Obispo at the time, right on California's central coast. And it's a pretty big college town. But the car community, I could just never quite find.
I mean, there's other people out there who love cars, but you couldn't find them?
For sure. Yeah. My roommates and I, we all shared this passion. So I was lucky enough that some of the people I was surrounded with, we all had a common hobby. But yeah, you know, you'd see cooler cars out on the street. It can kind of be a wealthier area. So you see a lot of high-end cars, but, you know, hard to make a connection with someone just right on the road. So
yeah, and you hadn't found like a gathering spot or somewhere where you could get together and, like
right,
you said, just talk with people. It's hard to do that at a stoplight.
Yeah, sure. So that's what kind of led me to want to start.
What was the day when you decided, I'm going to start this, Cars and Coffee?
My friends and I would joke around and complain about how there wasn't a car scene in Slow. And we had probably said that for a few years. And I don't know why. It just never clicked. I never thought, like, well, do something about it. You know? Why don't you become one to try to make it change?
Well, what changed? What made you the one to start it?
Some ideas just take 2 years in the making. I don't know. As soon as I thought of it, though, I thought it was a great idea. So
okay.
I got pretty excited about it right off the bat and started running with it.
I agree. So once you knew you had the idea, you were going to be starting it, what was the first thing you did? Like, what were the first kind of important steps in getting it started?
The first thing that I did, just to clarify, Cars and Coffee is not a unique thing that I came up with. Cars and Coffee is something that's held in definitely most cities and even a lot of towns. There just didn't happen to be an active one in SLO. Maybe there was at some point in the past, but there just wasn't.
Okay, that's good to know for people who are listening from other places that it is a known gathering or club, but it's not in every community.
Right. And there might be things similar to it. But, you know, not quite a car show.
It's like a club where you get together every once in a while and you talk about that shared interest.
Yeah. To me, it seems like a car show is really more about the car. And something like this is more about you, yourself. You go and socialize and meet other folks. So anyways, the first thing that I did, right or wrong, was I just tried to form a new Instagram account and had my fingers crossed that I could get SLO Cars and Coffee, the username, and I couldn't believe that I did. It wasn't taken yet. So took that one right
away. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
All right. So you got the Instagram, like you got the idea and then you knew you needed some social media and you went with Instagram and got SLO Cars and Coffee. But then how do you get anyone to go from there?
Well, that's a really good question. Started with just my roommates. Like I told you, we all were into cars. So there was four right off the bat, which is a lucky four. Imagine some people.
And what kind of cars were all four of you representing for this club?
Well, I was, I still am, but I was really passionate about my 1995 BMW M3, E36, and another one of my roommates had a 2003 50th anniversary Corvette, which he still has to this day. Another had a Porsche Boxster, and another had a 2004, I think, Ford Mustang GT. And then lastly, the other friend had a GTO, a 2004 Pontiac GTO.
Okay. I mean, all sound like very impressive cars, but what I'm also struck by is these aren't like the 1960 kind of cars. These are a little bit more modern, but yet, not brand new cars.
Yeah. Right. Which kind of fits our age group. I happen to also be into classic cars. I have another 60s Ford that's been a restoration in progress for 7 or going on 8 years. But I think they call them like the modern classics. My BMW that I mentioned certainly fits into that category. And then
a modern classic. I like that term.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it before.
Yeah. Because it sounds crazy, but that's a 30-year-old car now.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
And then the other ones, all of my friends, early 2000 cars, they're definitely enthusiast cars. I don't know if you'd call them modern classics, but they certainly would be classic at some point. But enthusiast cars, nonetheless, not to discredit them at all. It's just weird how the nomenclature works for.
So you knew you had four people plus you to show up, but how'd you get the word out to anybody else who might want to show up?
Yeah, I had like four or five followers in the first day.
That's great.
That's great. Yeah. Some people would start with less than that. Like if I was starting without having any buddies that were into cars. What I tried to do first was just design a flyer to advertise what I was planning to do, which was to host a coffee event that you bring your car to that you're passionate about on every other Sunday into a local coffee shop parking lot in San Luis Obispo. So I think I used Google Slides to just put some colors up, some like horizontal stripes and text on the top, because I don't know how to design anything, but I remember doing that from high school, put some fun colors in and just had text saying where it was going to be. And it was open to all car types and just having the details on there. And then just to be silly, instead of having like a shiny, beautiful, like high-end car on this flyer, I just got a picture of a car from a junkyard that was totally crunched up and wrecked. Set the bar. Like, you don't have to bring some Porsche to this event. Like, it's for mostly students is who I was trying to cater to at first. And, you know, you can barely afford.
I think that sense of humor, I really think it sets the tone for the event, that it is casual and a good time.
Yeah. And it fits me too. But yeah, when you're a student, you know, it's hard to even afford food. So a lot of what I was seeing was project cars coming, and they're not always going to look so shiny and beautiful. And that's kind of what I like. You know, I like to see that someone's working on it more than rolling through and showing everybody up. So I designed this thing and I printed it out on 8x11s and then cut out all the, I sized them small so they were like the size of a business card. And I was working at Cal Poly at the time, the university there in SLO. And on my lunch break, I just went around to the student parking lots and put them on windshield wipers that any cool car that I saw or something that seemed interesting. And I probably handed out 40 or 50 within a day or two. And I had the Instagram account on there. And so I just started to see more followers show up and Instagram.
I love that.
In the way that once you have a new follower, it will give you a recommended another follower. So someone that follows them.
Good hint.
So I've got one follower, and then it says, well, if you follow them, then you might like this follower. And it was tied to like a lot of people that followed each other and usually tied to cars in some way, but just not organized. Mm-hmm. And there was another account, I think called Cars of Cal Poly.
Okay.
And it had, they were featuring like, this is so-and-so's car and he's had it for this long and this long, and had like really cool information about like when the car came out and impressive engineering feats. And so it was useful for me to go through there and find who liked cars, because they followed this account.
Yeah, I mean, you were finding your people. And what I like is that you used a platform you already had a lot of familiarity with, because I think that's where people start to get intimidated, is that they think they have to do something they've never done before. But you used Google Slides, which you're familiar with from school, had a lunch break and just put things on cars and set up Instagram and used it to connect like on a larger scale and to kind of then multiply who you're connecting with.
Right.
So you already used everything you knew to get to this point. Now, how did you get to that first meeting? What made that first meeting happen?
Well, I handed out those business cards and I used that same flyer that I designed for the business cards and posted it on Instagram itself, reposted it on my story, which expires in 24 hours. So just putting it back at the top of people's, all of this maybe a week and a half before leading up to that Sunday when I had it planned. And I think I was the first one to roll up to the parking lot and just plan on sitting there for a little bit and seeing if anyone else came.
Yeah.
And someone else did show up, and then another person and another person, and, you know, we're...
Now you're feeling good. Like,
giving each other tours of our cars and going to the coffee shop to get some coffee. And yeah, it turned out that I think over 20 cars showed up that day.
Wow.
Yeah. And even wow. more people.
That had to make you feel great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was thinking, like, this might just be myself and a few of my friends that come to this thing. But,
Well, so I'm interested. The coffee shop, it's a local independent coffee shop. So shout out to supporting local. But had you talked with them beforehand? Like, what relationship did you have with them other than coffee was in the title of, you know, Slow Cars and Coffee?
I didn't talk to them about this. I think I knew a few of the folks that worked there because it was like neighborhood coffee shop. But really, I didn't know what to expect for this first meeting. So I didn't want to go in there and tell them, like, get ready, guys. A bunch of business is about to come in. And then, you know, only like three people show up. So
okay.
I was just playing it safe and seeing who came to the first one.
But is it that you looked for a coffee shop that had a big enough parking lot to accommodate if a few extra cars showed up? Did you pick that particular shop, coffee shop?
Well, conveniently, it really was the closest one to my house. But
hey, look.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy shopping center, though, and restaurants right next door. So that parking lot gets busy. But I noticed that on Sunday mornings, it was pretty open and plenty of space. And those restaurants didn't open until lunchtime, which is when the event ended. I didn't think it would be.
Okay, there was some strategy there.
Be very much of a burden to those restaurants.
All right. So at what point did the coffee shop realize you were doing this on Sundays?
Well, I don't know where I got the idea from, but I thought we weren't putting enough of an emphasis on the coffee side of this. So we were getting the cars to come out and some people went to the coffee shop, but I got in contact with the manager of that place. I don't know if they'd want to be mentioned or not, but I expressed to him that we've got quite a few people come in routinely and it'd be awesome if I could use their name in my next flyer to promote the Cars and Coffee event and possibly get a discount for anyone in the club. And he ran it by the owner, who I guess thought it was a good idea. And I think they offered up to 15% off for drinks and any food for anyone that just mentioned they were here with Slow Cars and Coffee. So that was a huge win. And I have some flyers that I can share with you. Or if you look at the Instagram, it's there with the Nautical Bean logo and the offer that they provided. So yeah, that was really cool to get some involvement from them.
Yeah. So now it sounds like the meetings got going, like you got off to a really good start. Were there any bumps in the road? I see bumps in the road, but like, excuse the pun, like the cars hit any potholes. But what were some of the growing pains you ran into?
Some things I had to think about were that, you know, sometimes people can be a little rowdy with their loud cars. And I never wanted to get into this to disturb the peace or make these businesses wish that this wasn't happening right in front of their shop. So on every post that I made leading up to the event, I reminded people to please be respectful of the property. No revving or burnouts, of course, because that's how these things can get out of hand or start to draw too much attention. And if you're just, you know, peaceful about it, then it can go on for, you know, no one gets upset over it. So I had to address that. And I also had a business reach out to me and say someone came in here and posted physical flyers promoting this event. Please don't do this. And I
won't do this. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know who the people were. No shame to them. They were only trying to help. But it turned out that whoever this business owner was didn't want flyers put up in there.
Okay, so it's important to keep in mind that some sort of good neighborly kind of conduct, whether it's asking permission to post flyers or just not like screeching out of the parking lot, were important.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just addressed that with I called it a PSA on my Instagram story, just saying, please just run it by me if you want to put up any flyers or something first. Totally appreciate the help. That was awesome. They were doing it. It just turned out.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely sounds like they were so enthusiastic to get the word out. But what else do you do to like keep members engaged? Because I imagine after a few weeks, you're seeing some of the same cars, but how do you keep kind of.
Well, I think it's totally by choice. If it's something that they enjoyed attending, then, you know, hopefully they'd want to come back next time. But these flyers were fun to make. I had a professional digital designer make one of them that turned out awesome. And I think those are exciting to see, like, a few days leading up to it. Or I would take nice pictures with my camera, edit them, and make them look all nice and post those a few days after the event to kind of showcase, like, here's what you missed, like if you didn't make it, or like people thought it was really cool when they would see nice pictures of their own cars on my page. So I think it, you know, kind of made people want to wash their car first and then bring it the next week. And I had a few people say, like, wow, nice pictures. Could you get some of mine next time? And I was like, oh, yeah, totally. I only didn't because I ran out of time. But yeah.
That's a great way to have that engagement, especially in this club where it is about the car and how much people love it. They want to see pictures of it. So brilliant idea. You do have a fun Instagram to scroll through. Again, it's slow, S-L-O, cars and coffee. But Rylan, what has mattered most, do you think, to the community, your community of car lovers and the local community about having this group? How does it matter?
I think it matters by just drawing people together. And for some folks, this is their number one single hobby or artistic outlet. And if they're anything like myself, then I didn't really know how to share that with many people, right?
Yeah.
And so I think it's great for people to have the option to go back to this reoccurring event and share what they're working on or new information they've come across. And that's the only way we get better at this stuff, because each car is like a puzzle piece, especially if you're building one from start to finish. And the internet is an awesome resource, but sometimes you have these like specific questions that you can only really figure out by someone who's done it before.
Yeah, you got to talk to people. Okay, great. All right, I've got one last question for you. If you could have any famous person, celebrity, or just someone who's generally known in the world, living or not, join your slow at cars and coffee, who would you want to join?
Steve McQueen, a famous actor from, I don't know if he started in the 50s, maybe. Unfortunately passed away a long time ago, but very into cars. And he was in some very famous movies that kind of revolved around chase scenes and featuring these classic cars that are still worth a lot.
Okay. Steve McQueen. I bet he would love your club.
He'd have some pretty cool cars to bring to the club.
Indeed. Rylan, it's been so great talking with you. Is there anything else that you want to share about your club or getting one started in another community?
I want to say that if anyone else is wanting to start something like this, I mean, you could take my information and copy and paste it into a different community, I think, or if it's something completely different, but still revolves around people gathering and sharing their passions, just put yourself out there. And it doesn't take a lot of work for people to be receptive towards something like this. And I was amazed with how positive the feedback was with my experience. So,
Thank you so much. And if anyone listening would like to check out Slow Cars and Coffee, S-L-O, Cars and Coffee on Instagram, you can reach out to Rylan through the messenger and find out when the next meetup is. So thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed talking with Rylan about the Slow Cars and Coffee. He really showed that it matters to have a car community in your area. I think the top three takeaways that I got from talking with him is first, start small and keep it fun. Rylan created those simple flyers and he added that touch of humor and he left them on cool cars around town. He knew this would reach the people who were probably likely to also be looking for a car community. Then he found a gathering place. He picked a coffee shop that was near his house, and based on what he noticed, when was the best day and time. After that first successful meetup, then he reached out and asked if they would offer a small discount to make cars, and especially the coffee part, a win-win for everybody. Then he kept people engaged. Rylan took those photos at each meetup and shared them online. They became really popular and built the momentum to help bring in new members and keep those engaged. The big lesson he learned is that it is important to be a good neighbor wherever you meet. It's really necessary to respect the local businesses, the parking location, and the other patrons, just to keep your club welcome. These are all simple, repeatable steps that you can try if you're dreaming of starting your own group. And thanks so much for spending time with me on the Meet Make Matter podcast. If this story inspired you, please share it with your car-loving friends and consider following for more inspiration. Until next time, keep finding ways to meet, make, and matter. Bye.